Country Mondays with David Katz.
David Katz, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you in Zanatti?
Yeah, I'm good, Zanatti.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, Zanatti now. I'm not comfortable with her energy this morning, but it doesn't matter. We're working on it. We've got another 22 minutes to get her right, which we're going to try and do. All right. So, David, there's going to be an announcement at 9 o'clock this morning. Cyril Ramaphosa is going to be speaking. He's going to be telling us, the way forward. Maybe there's going to be much more stringent controls and regulations around people's behavior. We also are seeing reports that the army has been put on standby. Is this true?
Well, certainly the army's got a role to play once measures become more stringent. The secondary role of the army is to safeguard South Africa, its borders, its infrastructure, and then also to assist civil authorities and the police. So certainly if Ramaphosa decides, which I think it's the way it's going to go, to tighten up on measures, I don't know what he's going to institute today, but certainly down the road we can see that the army is going to play some type of a role in combating the virus. No doubt about that.
So what role has an army traditionally played in this type of situation?
Well, I'm glad you raised that, because the South African National Defence Force finds itself in an invidious position due to budgetary constraints. Now, if you could imagine it, your household being put on half its budget. I mean, you've got your primary role in your household. You know what your primary objective is. You've got a load of secondary objectives also for your family. And somebody comes and cuts your budget in half at the end of the day, you're going to have great difficulty in distributing some of those funds down to your secondary roles. Now, South African Defence Force's primary role is to defend and protect South Africa. And this is done via a conventional force that's supposed to be technologically advanced and well-trained and used up-to-date equipment. So that's its primary role, and the budget of the country goes towards that. That's exactly where they're going to spend their money. Now, the SANDF is called out to do some of the secondary roles, to safeguard the borders, to assist the civil authorities, to assist the police, to do some of the public works duties. And it finds itself in a position that this is not covered in its budget. So it has to take away from its primary role budget and use it for its secondary roles, which then goes to degrading its primary function. So, certainly the South African Defence Force is going to be out there. It is going to play a role, but under very, very difficult circumstances for itself. So I think we're all finding ourselves in these difficult circumstances, but I just want to draw people's attention to that, because I've had a lot of people coming up to me and say, do we still have an army? Do we still have an effective army? And I would say to you, we certainly do. We've got a hell of enthusiastic people who want to make a difference, who are putting their lives on the line every single day under very, very difficult circumstances. And yes, you will see they will come out, and they're going to be a force multiplier. Mm. And they're certainly going to help the situation.
So Kim Fine just sent a message. Her children or child came back from Israel this morning, and she says the army went onto an LL plane this morning, checked the temperature of each passenger before they disembarked from the plane. So we are starting to see them playing roles in areas that we haven't seen them.
Well, certainly, on a few occasions in the past, the army's gone out and manned hospitals when doctors and nurses have gone on strike. They've done that. They've gone out to the Vaal Dam and done public works duties in restoring some of the facilities on the Vaal Dam. So they've done amazing work, like I say, under difficult circumstances, coming out of their own defense budget, because, on a previous occasion, the public works department failed to reimburse the army for the brilliant work that the engineering work that it did on the Vaal Dam. So they will be there, they have been there, and they're certainly going to perform important roles in the coming days, helping with law enforcement. You'll see them at roadblocks, and they're going to be force multipliers to the police. On the civil front, they're going to also provide doctors and nurses, ambulances, and just general manpower everywhere where it's needed. And also, the army has huge engineering capabilities, building bridges and maintaining infrastructure and that type of thing. So we will see them out there, no doubt about that.
The South African Army, of course, also has a legacy issue. And, of course, the Army today is not the same Army as pre-1994. But the sight of the visuals of an army in our streets for many South Africans has got to be quite alarming.
Well, I must tell you that I was deployed in the townships for many, many years after 1994. I think right up until the closure of the commandos in about 2003, 2004. And we were welcomed by the local population. We used to guard the election booths at referendum times and the election times and just support the police and do general sweeps. And we always received a welcome, from the local population. So
that shouldn't be an issue in your view.
I think on one hand, it could be slightly alarming to some people, but it's certainly reassuring to a lot of people. Reassuring. And, guys in uniform all over the place, often in South African uniform, all over the place, manning facilities and that type of thing, and they're welcomed by the public.
And I guess what we really want is to make sure that things are safe, that there's no looting, that, although people are in their homes most of the time, if you do go out to a supermarket to buy food, I'm sure we'll be able to do, that you'll be safe. And I guess that is the role between hospitals, testing facilities, supermarkets. That's where the army, I guess, will be deployed.
Well, certainly they're going to be in support of law and order. I don't know if we're going to declare martial law here. I don't think we're going to, but we're going to support law and order. In other words, we're not going to be enforcers of law and order, but we'll help the police in their function.
So explain to me the difference, and explain to our listeners what that means.
Well, a soldier is not a law officer. He doesn't, beyond civilian powers of arrest, he doesn't have powers of arrest. He needs a policeman around him to actually arrest people and do that type of thing. So the role that we had in the past when I was operating together with the police is that we supported the police services. So we always needed a policeman with us to do all the law enforcement, and we just supported the law enforcement. We were the force multiplier to the police. Unless there's, of course, martial law declared, and the army then has certain powers through the constitution for law enforcement. Otherwise, that's not the case. So army doesn't have powers of arrest and powers of detention beyond of a normal civilian, unless they are accompanied with the police.
Yeah, very, very. What's your thought on it? Where do you think we're going? What do you think Cyril Ramaphosa is going to be announcing at 9 o'clock this morning?
Well, I think he's going to take it to the next step. I don't know how stringent he will go in this. We seem to be ahead of the curve. I'm quite happy with that, actually, that we seem to be taking decisions, proactively rather than retroactively like they did in Italy. So he may have some surprise announcements over there, but I think the people here are particularly worried about what happens when this gets into the high density population areas. Not too many other countries besides the favelas in Brazil have the same types of problems that we have with population density in the township. So that's a real worry. I mean, if that starts getting into there, we're going to see a huge jump. So maybe this calls for quite stringent measures. So I certainly think there's going to be an upgrade in what we're doing. I just don't know how far he's going to go. I don't know if he can go far enough. I think he needs to make some really stringent decisions at the end of the day. I don't know if it's going to lead to lockdown. I don't foresee that just yet.
No, but I don't either. I think it'll be probably reduced. Although what I can't really fathom logically is, and unless he's backtracking, but there was no reason to delay the announcement if he was going down from, let's say, a gathering of 100 people down to a gathering of 50 people. Do you know what I mean? That doesn't really require much delay or difference, I don't think.
No, I don't. I think he was in a consultation process. I think he wants to bring partnerships on board with us and bring the whole community, which I don't think is a bad thing. I don't think he wants to make decisions in isolation. I think he wants to bring in the business, the community, the military, the police, civil organizations. I think there's a whole community that he wants to bring on board in tackling with, which is not a bad idea, because I think this needs to be a comprehensive. We all need to get on board to tackle this. I don't have problems with the way that he's doing this. Unlike some of our friends, across the oceans who, I don't know, I just, to me, they don't have a concerted effort over there.
I think that we are so much better placed. And it's something I was saying a little bit earlier this morning between 6 and 7 is when you look at what goes on in the United States, Donald Trump proposes $1 trillion bailout and assistance. And what happens is the Democrats stand up and they block it. Now, whether it's genuine and they're real genuine concerns or whether it's party politics is very hard to know. But I certainly don't trust either side of it on the American Isles. You see something similar happening in the UK where you've got this criticism of Johnson from the Labour Party. Now, I happen to think he's not doing a lot, but there's that. In South Africa, we are not seeing that. We are seeing a very unified and supportive government, even amongst opposition, who are very, very clearly saying, we'll disagree on a lot of stuff, but we're behind you on this and we're going to get this right. And I think that South Africans will be the winners of that approach. And you can see it. We are making decisions. They are able to make decisions with the right stakeholders and not the wrong stakeholders, i.e. the political people.
I think it's certainly going very well at this stage, and I'm concerned about what's happening in America. You've got the president getting up and making an announcement about a certain drug that is supposed to be helpful. I mean, it can't be right. I mean, the format of doing this whole thing is just incorrect. So you've got sort of a loose cannon right at the top making announcements that shouldn't be made. It's quite disconcerting. And we look at this stage of the game, so far so good. We look like we're together. And I agree with you. It seems to be that the opposition parties are also coming on board and holding back a silly criticism of the government, barring what Malema said the other day. I think that was just ridiculous. But look how the president handled that. I mean, laughing along as he was making these ridiculous announcements. You know, he's just endearing himself to the general population. I think certainly his shares have gone up in this whole thing. I feel a hell of a lot better about the leadership at this stage of the game, because this is a really testing time, and it looks like so far we're passing the test, and we're getting together and we're combating this as a team, which is a good thing.
Absolutely. Major David Katz, that is where we're going to have to leave it. But I couldn't agree with you more. I think that the signs certainly are very, very good. In the meantime, you stay home, stay healthy, and stay safe.